This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Shitajan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Shitajan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, it's been a day of weak trade yet again on the second consecutive day when we've seen the Sensex actually slip lower by 200 points intraday as well. So could you just tell us what were the big reasons behind the continuation of the fall that we've seen in the markets today? Also, what are the big cues to watch out for now?
Well, absolutely. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, coronavirus gripped D Street for the second day in a row on Tuesday, which pushed the Sensex low by nearly 200 points, while the Nifty 50 broke its crucial support at 12,100 and also its 50 days exponential moving average placed at 12,088. Now, reacting to the commodities, you know, in fact, oil price stabilized above $59 a barrel, while safety above the three-month low of 58.450, and the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield stabilized above 1.6% after briefly dipping below that level on Monday. That is according to a Reuters reporter. Now, if you look at the Asian markets, Japan's Nikkei, which was down nearly 1% at one point, in fact, in the beginning of the trade, it closed around about 0.6% lower. Australian shares ended 1.3% down, and the South Korea Kospi also skidded around about 3%. So coronavirus not just impacted D Street, but in fact, it impacted markets across the globe. And the impact could be felt for another couple of days as well. That's what most technical experts are also suggesting at this point in time. Now, back home, Indian markets extended decline for the second day in a row. In fact, Sensex broke below 41,000, while the Nifty 50 fell below its swing low of 12,087. Now, if you look at the final tally, Sensex fell 188 points to close at 40,966, while the Nifty 50 closed 63 points lower at 12,055. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in the oil and gas index, followed by IT and finance, while profit taking was seen in telecom, metal, energy, power, and auto stocks. If you look at the top Nifty gainers, then Bajaj Finance, HDFC, BPCL, and Sun Pharma were the top Nifty gainers. And in terms of losers, Tata Motors, Tata Steel, Vedanta, and Bharti Airtel were the top Nifty losers.
Absolutely. Now, Shitesh, if you could also expound upon which were the sectors that really dragged the benchmark indices lower in trade today. Also, which were the indices or the sectoral indices that really helped stem the fall that we've seen in markets today?
Sure. Well, sectorally, the oil and gas index was up 0.24%, followed by the IT, which was rose 0.2%, and the finance index closed with gains of 0.19%. Now, profit taking was seen in telecom index, which was down 4%, followed by the metal index that fell 2.5%, and the power index was down by 1.2%. Now, broader markets performed in line with benchmark indices. In fact, if you look at the BSE small cap index, it was down by 0.19%, and the mid cap index fell 0.52%. Now, at a time when Sensex and Nifty both slipped below their crucial support levels, more than 80 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high. That include names like MRF, Atul Limited, Dixon Technologies, SRF, Dr. Reddy's, InfoEdge, as well as DV's Laboratories. Volume spike of 100% to 600% was seen in stocks like Interglobe Aviation, UBL, Dish TV, IOC, United Spirits. Long buildup was seen in stocks like ACC, Petronet, LNG, United Spirits, and HDFC Bank, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Wipro, M&M, Infosys, and Ultratech Cements.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Shitesh, there were a whole host of stocks that were in action on the back of news flows today. Let's start off with United Spirits first. The share prices surged 13% today, the biggest one-day gain in 27 months that has been seen after the research house Credit Suisse upgraded the stock after the company reported its Q3 earnings. Apart from this, share prices of HDFC also gained 1.5% after the company registered a whopping 296% year-on-year growth in standalone profit due to the fair value gain after the merger of Groove Finance with Bandhan Bank. Also, the share prices of Maruti Suzuki, they shed about 2% in trade today to hit a one-month low after the company reported a 5% year-on-year increase in the third quarter profit despite lower tax costs dented by lower other income, higher sales promotion expenses, and depreciation. Now, share prices of Bharti Airtel also ended about 4% in the red today after a PIL was filed against the Department of Telecommunications for not taking coercive action against the telecom companies regarding the adjusted gross revenue payment. Now, Aptech share prices also fell over 6% following reports that billionaire investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala was being probed by market regulator SEBI for insider trading in the education firm. Apart from this, Ritesh, could you also help us really understand how are the technicals placed right now and on the charts, which are the crucial support and resistance levels that we need to watch out for?
Yes, absolutely. Well, in terms of technical charts, well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts and the Supertrend indicator gave a sell signal. Well, the last time when Supertrend gave a sell signal on Nifty 50, the index hit a low of 11,980 before bouncing back to touch a record high above 12,400 levels. Now, we'll just have to see where the index makes a low this time around. In fact, it also slipped below its 50 days exponential moving average placed at 12,088 levels. And in fact, it closed below its recent corrective swing low of 12,087. And most experts feel that as long as Nifty stays below the 50 days exponential moving average, it should be expected to initially slide towards 11,900. However, some stability in the index should be expected if it is able to sort of reclaim 12,000 levels on the upside. In fact, all the technical parameters on lower time frame charts turn bearish and traders are advised to initiate fresh shorts with a stop above 12,100 levels and look for a target close to 11,900. Now, three levels to watch out for on Wednesday would be 11,900, 12,024 and 12,200 levels. Maximum call open interest is placed at 12,200 followed by 12,300, while the maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 11,500.
Thanks a lot, Ritesh, for sharing these important levels on the index to be able to watch out for and a strategy that investors and traders can adopt going on from here. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening to us.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.